if you get with the Raiders, though, you're getting in bed with Tom Brady now.
That's right. He's a partial owner.
Wait a minute. I was just having a fantasy about getting in bed with Tom Brady. Hold on a second. Okay, I'm over it now.
Creepy. You took it too far.
I was wondering if it could take it creepier, and it did.
This is the theme. Woody and Jim podcast. Friends till the end. And now they start talking.
Of course, always trying to keep up with the, you know, modern society. Our friends at Mattel have a new Barbie.
It's Diabetes Barbie.
Which is nice. Yeah. A lot of kids.
Not making that up.
Issues with that. And, you know, it's something that they can kind of relate to.
She has her insulin supplies and things like that.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kids can see something that maybe they're dealing with and feel like they relate and fit in.
And we're actually, it made us think, well, maybe they should start creating Barbies with adult problems.
I know. Why do the kids get things to help them relate?
Yeah.
Because Barbie's an adult.
Yeah, too. She is.
You know, she's not a kid.
Exactly. Mm. So we've got some Barbies that I think might be bestsellers if they decided to make them.
Yes.
Yeah, I caught a stray bullet with this one. This one's adulting Barbie. She's realizing no one knows what they're doing either. Features, she comes with a cold cup of coffee, 37 open browser tabs, and a vague sense of anxiety. Press her belt and she sighs audibly. Includes mystery rash stickers and a student loan bill that never disappears.
Wow. I like the last one.
Yeah.
Let's not forget Ken. I'm just Ken. How about E.D. Ken? Not exactly an action figure material anymore. Features include a recliner, nostalgic VHS tape of his college glory days, and the iconic football thrown through a tire playset. Do you remember those? Limited motion below the waist, but overly confident head nod feature. Pair him with midlife crisis Corvette, sold separately. Oh, my God.
All right. This is such a modern thing. Overcommitted parent Barbie.
Oh, yeah.
Says yes to everything. Regrets it instantly. She comes with yoga pants, a minivan door that just won't close right, and a planner packed with three overlapping birthday parties. And she also has a late for everything voice chip.
Mm. I'm sorry.
And cold chicken nuggets in her purse.
Oh, that's too good.
All right, one more, one more.
All right, we got gluten-sensitive Ken. Doesn't have celiac disease, but really, really wants to talk about bread. Features a T-shirt that says it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle, and an overactive Instagram account. His accessories include a collapsible lunchbox filled with almond flour muffins. Press his belt, and he recites, "Did you know wheat used to be different?"
Oh, gosh, that is so
funny.
That sounds
like the most tedious Ken I've ever heard
of. Oh, my gosh. And could be changed to a Barbie as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It knows no gender.
Remember the name Billy McFarlane? He was the guy that came up with the Fyre Festival.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest scam in concert history.
Yeah.
It all went bust, and he got a lot of money from a lot of people, and he went to prison for 4 years. Then he came out and said, "I'm going to do it again." And the world said, "No, you're not." So now he's on eBay trying to sell the naming rights, the brand of Fyre Festival, and he's asking for $200,000. So good luck with that.
Yeah.
You can have your own Fyre Festival and disappoint everyone.
Oh, God. Well, this was a really cool rule that was supposed to go into effect today, but it got blocked by a court yesterday. It was called the click to cancel rule, where they had finally said if somebody's you've got a subscription with somebody, it's got to be as easy to cancel it as it was to start the subscription. Because, you know, if you've ever done that,
they
make it impossible for you to unsubscribe to that service.
Yeah.
But it was blocked in court by a representative of major businesses. I believe the attorney's name was Satan. And they found a technicality with the rule, and the judge said, nope, can't have this rule. So hopefully they will reword the rule with the technicalities taken care of, and we can have that because those people are evil.
What about all like the inappropriate ones that end up in your junk mail, too, that are like, I know I didn't subscribe to that.
Yeah.
Right.
So how did that? How did they get my email?
Yeah. Mm. Those are getting your emails. These are things you're paying for.
Right. 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 Yeah. Ugh. So we have another thing that has been like in the history of time that we've all become accustomed to, but we just have to name it now.
Yes. Right?
So when you're dating someone and it's kind of like a toxic relationship and one of you decides to just kind of like slowly get out of the relationship and
acting away.
Yeah. Kind of like not ghosting per se, but just like slowly stop responding or hanging out. Now they're calling it Banksying after the street artist Banksy. Which doesn't, like, that doesn't really...
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. Because he, really... like, pops up out of nowhere, and, like, he's secret. So I could see if this was, like, a catfish ordeal or, you know, whatever.
Right.
But no, it's, like, regular relationships when you're just, like, kind of tired of the person and you're like, I don't like them anymore, but I feel bad telling them.
Hump day, how about a Woody and Jim mood boost?
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in Durbu, I'll go around the neighborhood.
This story is literally minutes old. After spending 20 years in a lab, six chimpanzees are finally living the good life and found their new home just a few hours from Nashville. Enter chimpanzees Orpheus, Roy, Adam, Johnny, Tony, and Bozo.
Nice. Aww.
The newest residents at Project Chimps. It's a sanctuary tucked away in the forests of Georgia, about 3.5 hours away. They took a 13-hour overnight ride from Louisiana to freedom. And
nice.
Now they get to do what they've never been allowed to do, climb trees, nap in the AC, feel the sun, and be chimps.
Oh,
they were in laboratories for 26 years?
They were in a lab for 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah. All six of them. So now they join 95 other rescued chimps there, and they live out their days in paradise, which is awesome.
That is so cool.
You can see pictures of the chimps as they arrived there at the Project Chimps Facebook page, or you can go to projectchimps.org.
I like that. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Welcome home, boys.
Yeah.
Good. This mood boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM with Woody and Jim in the morning. We are ready now to play Gender Wars. So why don't we do that? It's brought to you by our friends at Structure Group. Indoor, outdoor remodeling. Your dream home starts with a visit online to structuregroup.us. All right. We have Brock and Amy in Murfreesboro ready to play. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Good luck to both of you.
Okay. Let's get acquainted with you. And let's start with you, Brock. What is your phone's lock screen picture?
It is my dog.
Aww. Our first dog of this week. And what's your dog's name?
Molly.
Molly.
Molly the dog. That's nice.
All right. And what about you, Amy? What's your lock screen picture?
It's actually the same thing. Picture of Molly.
At least you didn't have like a picture of your husband and he had a picture of the dog or vice versa.
Yeah,
you know?
You both got on that.
Yeah.
That would have been awkward.
Yeah.
You each have a screw. If you get in trouble, you can use the screw to make your opponent answer the question you think they don't know.
All right. Here we go. Amy, is James Gunn a famous movie director, an F1 racer, or a sports announcer?
I have no idea who that is, but I'm going to guess movie director.
Yes!
Woo! Yes. Way to go.
Oh, yeah, he directed the new Superman movie.
Okay.
All right, Brock. Is Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen seen on TLC, Lifetime, or Bravo?
Bravo?
Yeah!
That's a hot start.
Bravo! Yeah.
Exactly.
Bravo.
Your guesses have been spot on.
Okay, tied up one apiece. Amy, who is the NBA's Bronny James? Who is his famous father?
I'm going to guess LeBron James.
Yes.
LeBron James.
Okay.
Another good guess.
Okay.
He said softball.
It was a softball question, really was, yeah.
Well, this one might be for you too, Brock. Who was Demi Moore's co-star in the movie Ghost?
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, there we go. Woo! Wait, this is so fun.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys are killing it out here. This is great.
All right, here we go. Amy, you can take the lead back here. Yoshi and Bowser are characters from what classic video game?
Is it Super Mario Brothers?
Super Mario Brothers, yes. There we go.
That's all you needed.
I've actually played that many times.
Okay, all right.
I love that.
Let's see if you can tie it up, Brock.
Okay, Brock, where would you wear an anklet?
My ankle?
Yeah.
Yes. Specifically on Brock's ankle.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I was supposed to say my left ankle.
Yeah.
Yeah, your left ankle means you're taken, I think. Yeah.
You guys.
No, I need to switch mine.
You scored perfectly. You got all your questions right.
Tournament champions.
Awesome.
So we have to settle this with a name that tune question, but we're going to give you lyrics, up to 5 lines of the song we need you to name. Amy, how many do you need?
I'll say 4.
Brock, do you want to do it in less than 4?
I can name that tune in 2.
Ooh, that's confidence.
Okay. All right. What do you think, Amy?
Oh, man. I'm going to let him go for it. He's not very good at this.
Oh. Wow.
I love that.
All right.
Wow.
Backhanded compliment. That's nice.
Here's just a little behind the scenes. It's a giveaway if you had said 3 lines, but
okay,
you only get 2.
Ah.
Here's the 2 lines Brock gets. Slow change may pull us apart. When the lights get into your heart, baby.
Oh, my.
Name that's
that
all
song.
You get.
I'm supposed to name the song?
Yes.
Yeah. I ate too many beans last night.
Oh, they're so close.
The answer is Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds. That was the very next line, was the name of the song.
All right. Due to your strategery, Amy, you are the winner.
Yes, finally.
Great job, you guys. We loved having you on the show. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
All right, let's be honest about the Tennessee Titans. I've been a fan of the Titans since they became a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And for 25 out of the 26 years, they've disappointed me greatly. The first year they went to the Super Bowl. Then after that,
Yeah.
And they've gotten a little bit worse almost every year. So I may have to come to the tough decision of breaking up with the Tennessee Titans.
Whoa.
And that means I may have to resort to going into free agency.
And be a bandwagon fan?
No, what I'm thinking about is, would any other NFL team like to recruit me as a fan? You know, maybe they could woo me.
So you can get free merch?
Yeah, so what do you have to offer? What are you offering?
I would offer being a fan of that team.
Okay, so a team that needs you.
Yeah.
Okay. But aren't the teams that suck the only teams that would want an extra fan?
It seems like that might be the situation, but you know.
Are you going to settle and become a fan of a team that's just slightly better than the Titans?
That may be how it ends up. I mean, you know, my perks would include, you know, maybe, you know, lots of merch, tickets to games, maybe hotel accommodations and airfare to whatever city I root for.
Wow, private jet.
That kind of thing. Yeah. And right now, one of the leading contenders is the Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, that's right.
I received a hat already. That's for my son, Jeff, who does a Raiders podcast.
Yes.
So he says, come over to the dark side.
The hat.
Yes.
Trying to lure you.
Yeah, so.
Which they are a team that is not much better.
Yeah, they're not much better than the Titans. But because I didn't want to, you know, be a bandwagon jumper and jump onto like the Eagles or the Chiefs or teams that are very successful already.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, I would probably pull a muscle. So, you know, I thought, you know, maybe with the lower tier teams would like my support.
If you get with the Raiders, though, you're getting in bed with Tom Brady now.
That's right.
He's a partial owner.
Wait a minute. I was just having a fantasy about getting in bed with Tom Brady. Hold on a second. Okay, I'm over it now.
Creepy. You took it too
long. I was wondering if it could take it creepier, and it did. Thank you, Gina, for helping me get it creepier.
You're welcome.
You helped him find a way.
So, yes, if any team would like to recruit me as being a fan of theirs, send me stuff. There is coming out, this is true, a diabetes Barbie. And we thought, that's kind of cool. They're, you know, addressing a real issue in the world and having, you know, toys to kind of match it. But that got us on the topic of maybe they should make Barbies with adult problems.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be, you know, something a grown-up could relate to.
Right.
We listed Adulting Barbie, E.D. Ken, overcommitted parent Barbie, and gluten-sensitive Ken.
If you want to hear more about those and you missed it, you could check it out on the Woody and Jim Show podcast.
But we have more.
We do.
Yeah, so we have menopause Barbie. She feels hot, cold, and furious simultaneously. Her features are layered clothing, a fan, and a mug that says, "Don't even." She includes hormonal wheel or mood wheel and where did I put my keys mini game. She sweats a lot and unapologetically.
Nice. We have our friend Chris in Murfreesboro.
The beer snob Ken that talks for 3 hours about the newest IPAs and how national beers are not real beer.
It's not real beer until, unless it smells like a skunk.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. Yep. We also have HOA President Ken. Power has gone to his head. Features a clipboard, 4 passive-aggressive yard violation letters, and measuring tape for mailbox height. Comes with monthly dues collection kit and suspicious eye movement feature. Features you press his belt, and he says, "Those are not regulation shrubs." Oh, my God, that's so true.
There's Burnout Barbie. She can't tell if it's depression or just late-stage capitalism. She's in pajamas. She's got a laptop with 14 Slack notifications and an untouched gratitude journal. She doom scrolls with special thumb motion and has an ambient sighing sound effect. And her accessories include iced coffee and a 4-day-old Postmates salad.
Oh, I love so that. Good.
How about trying Sober January again, Ken?
Oh, Ken.
It's not a problem. It's a choice, okay? Sparkling water in a beer koozie comes separately, a CrossFit membership that he never uses, and intense eye contact. Every box comes with a fresh batch of rationalizations. It also has the occasional accidental margarita expansion pack.
Oh, that's good.
Oops.
We had somebody text in Jerry, and she said, "How about 24-year-old Barbie with 4 kids with 4 different baby daddies, possibly living in a trailer park?"
See?
She could even have like the detachable pregnant belly.
Right. Ooh.
That's right. That was a Barbie.
Or you press the button on the back and it slowly inflates the belly. Like,
oh, yeah, that's good.
It was like Skechers. You can pump them up.
Yeah. Pump up your belly, Barbie. Now, Gina, you come in pretty much every morning with a story about how you're getting your home ready for the impending baby that you'll have.
Yes. Yeah, we're setting up our nursery now.
And tell us about the freak out that you kind of had.
Oh, man. So we were going to put her in my office, but it's by the street. It shares a wall with Landon's studio. So we were like, let's just put her in the guest room. So we kind of like are switching rooms a little bit.
Okay, right.
So there's a lot of furniture that we need to move. We had like a futon in the guest room. We moved that into Landon's studio. To be fair, I was wearing slippers. So I pulled the futon and I like ripped it over my foot. So I did like the same thing he did, but I was wearing slippers and I'm like, oh my gosh, it hurt so bad.
Mm.
And it like bent my whole toenail back. It's starting to like bleed underneath my toenail. Yeah, it was very tragic. So that pissed me off. And then I'm like in the new guest room, like setting the bed up and getting the bedside tables, everything. And it's a really tight squeeze now. And so I go to move the bedside table and I hit my hand on like in between the table and the outlet.
Oh, no.
And so I was like, I'm sick of getting hurt. Like I lost. I was so mad. Meanwhile, like Landon is setting up the nursery. He's like, he's doing all these walls and stuff, adding the wood and everything. And our dog keeps getting in the way and he's a hairy dog and Landon's allergic and he hates that he sheds and like he just like kept like kind of sideswiping Landon, and so Landon's new favorite shirt is black and is just covered in Ford's hair.
Yeah. Dog hair, yeah.
So Landon's pissed because he's like, just leave me alone, like get away from me. He's like a Velcro dog, you know?
So you're both screaming.
Oh, we're just both, yeah. Stuff. And it's like our first day really doing this, you know? So I'm like, oh, this is going to be a really fun adventure.
Well,
getting just, all this wow. done.
Take comfort knowing that it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. It is Wednesday. That means it's Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. Taylor's here from the Nashville Humane Association, and we're so lucky we got us some puppy love.
Yeah, little baby Stuart.
Stuart!
He's so cute. I can't stop talking like, oh, you're just so cute.
I know. He's got the puppy breath. He's got the soft hair. He's got the big, fat, little, you know, puppy belly.
Oh, no. My cheeks literally hurt because, like, I can't stop staring at him and smiling.
He's really, really adorable.
He's so sweet. He's about 2 months old. He's already been neutered. He's microchipped, up to date on all of his vaccines. And,
right.
I mean, he is going to make somebody so lucky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the breed?
Yorkie mix, probably.
Okay. Yeah, I can see some Yorkie there.
Yeah, he's so tight. I mean, he's fitting in the palm of my hand right
now. Yeah, I think he only weighs like 3 pounds.
Yeah.
Like, he's tiny, tiny.
So you like to go into late summer and fall with a nice, you know, purse-sized dog?
Yeah, for real. Something light you can just carry anywhere. Yeah. That's Stuart's your guy.
Does
it's
he
a
have
lovely
much
accessory.
Puppy energy yet, or is he, because right now he's kind of chill.
He definitely likes attention. I will say that. Like yesterday when we were playing with him and then we stopped. How you know? How dare us? We stopped for a second and he was definitely very angry.
Oh.
He doesn't look like somebody who could be angry, but
no,
we haven't seen that side of him yet.
You just can't walk away from him, which is totally fine. Why would you want to? He's absolutely perfect. If I wasn't at work, I would have stayed there all day.
Oh, that's amazing. He is just something. He is just could fit in a teacup. He's just amazing.
He's so cute. When can he become adopted? Today?
Today. Okay. Yeah, he's available today.
The first person that sees him is going to be like, you're coming home with me.
Yeah, I don't think he'll last the rest of the day here at the National Humane Association.
We open at 10 a.m. See you there.
Yeah.
There'll be a line outside starting
Trust
at 10
us.
O'clock. Yeah. Hey, we're going to be having an adoption event coming up this Saturday at Pella Windows and Doors.
Yes, so excited. We have some very cute puppies that are going to be there, and Pella is actually covering the adoption fees. So,
nice.
Yeah,
oh,
so super
sweet.
Amazing. So thankful. And yeah, come out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Pedigree is also sending home any adopters with like some puppy food to really just get them started.
Wow.
So it'll be great.
So if you're looking to adopt and just love dogs, want to hang out with them, it's at 10 till noon, I think?
10 to noon,
10 to noon on Saturday.
And it's at the Pella Windows and Doors in Cool Springs.
Adopt, don't shop. It's Wet Nose Wednesday with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3 FM, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. What are we doing today, you guys?
I really don't know. Probably finishing. I do know. I'm painting the nursery today. We're starting to paint. Yep. That was on Landon's list. Yeah. He wants to start painting.
Okay.
So.
And you decided on a color?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We haven't tested it, though. We tested like 15 colors. He chose one, then decided yesterday he didn't like it. So then we went to Home Depot again, and he chose one then and there and said, we're going to buy it. So we'll see how it looks.
So that's what it is.
Yep.
We're going to get it done.
Yep. She's going to get what she gets and doesn't throw a fit.
I have a few things to do. One of them is, you know how they give us a break on when we have to turn in our taxes?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Due till November.
Yeah. I still haven't. I don't even do it. I give them to an accountant.
Yeah.
But I can't even get the energy up to just hand them my stuff.
Right. Because it's a lot. You have to gather a lot of things.
It's
true.
It's one of the bad adulting things.
Right.
Maybe I'll do that.
You know, procrastination is awesome, though, because you don't have anything to do today. And you always have something to do tomorrow.
It's true.
Yeah. Always.
Thanks
That's
for the bright
true.
Side.
Thank you.
Yeah.
One of Melissa's friends is going to be moving, so she's coming over to our house to get lots of empty boxes because we got the whole Mount Amazon box.
Ooh, nice.
Because you get about 4 packages a day.
Oh, yeah.
They've piled up.
Yeah. You have primnesia.
So you're going to hand her boxes.
Yes. You guys have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning.